I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Freedom of the press extends to a lot of different areas. It does not extend to somebody just trespassing and being embedded with a group of rioters and being part of the group that storms inside of a church. So as our assistant attorney general said yesterday, we are absolutely investigating that conduct. And the fact that man, that Mr. Lemon, thought that was a good idea to do that and then to race away from it saying it was freedom of the press. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, Don Lemon fruitcake. And I'll remind you again, I could care less about his sexual preference. I call him a fruitcake because he's a fruitcake, period. He's nutty. Again, I could care less about his sexual preference. But I will say this, when he joined this group going into this church in Minnesota, he was going in as part of a mob to interrupt a church service. I would stand at the door and stop anyone from going in and interrupting a black church service if I was there. Does that make me a racist? Does it make Don Lemon a racist? No. He's just doing it because he's got to get some coverage. His name is disappearing rapidly. Well, we're helping keep it alive only because he's a useful idiot. That's the reason. He has been an idiot since he first had, of course, his opportunity to be the host on CNN and their night show. And then he loses that. And he loses it because, again, he's an idiot. He does stupid things. Well, you're entitled to be an idiot. I won't take that away from you. But don't you reach a point where you think, maybe I shouldn't be doing that? All right, let me break this down for you. First of all, welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Well, how do you do that? I'm glad you asked. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Or you can go to Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And numerous other locations. It's very hard, honestly. Somebody asked me the other day, how many of you think are watching the program? I said, I don't know. I mean, the numbers fluctuate. And I don't know which platform they're watching on. And we don't have a compilation of all the numbers. We just know what we see on different platforms. They want their platform to appear to be bigger, but sometimes they're not. But anyway, you have an opportunity to watch the program while it's underway, like right now. Now, the other point to keep in mind, if you miss the program, you can't stay with us the entire 2 hours. Shame on you. Shame on you. But I know you got things to do. Vic Percelli is always complaining, I'm getting to the house. I'm getting ready to get out of the car. I got things to do, and you got me hooked. I got to hear what you're going to say. Thank you, Vic. Stay buckled up and listen. But I do appreciate all your support. And I will admit, I have gotten way behind answering emails, much less comments on Facebook. To be honest with you, if you're going to send a message to me, send it via email, LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. I'm more likely to see that than all the comments that are getting posted on either a Facebook feed, our Rumble feed, News Talk STL feed, because there are so many of them. But I do want you to understand how much we appreciate it. You're the ones who make this program. And we're just here to help serve you. And, of course, with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave each hour with more knowledge than you had previously. For instance, in the last hour, Gordon G. Chain talking about how much is really in play with China and Iran. And we touched on some issues I haven't seen really discussed in great detail. Oh, and of course, our story behind the story. That's a permanent feature of the 6 o'clock hour, the last thing of the 6 o'clock hour. Did you miss? Oh, you missed it? Rat. Well, I have a way for you to listen to it. You can go to Newstalk STL for the podcast, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And it dealt with the longest prison siege in Texas history, 11 days. And yes, I was there covering it. I was a little younger at that point. But it still was a fascinating story. So let's go back to Don Lemon Fruitcake had decided he was going to go interrupt this church service because the word was that a member of the church, one of the pastors, was an employee of the ICE group in Minneapolis, St. Paul, wherever. I don't know what his exact title was. He was not at the church, by the way, when they went in there, but they heard that he was a preacher there, a pastor. So they decided, let's descend en masse and interrupt. People were in there singing glory to God, praise to God, and here come a bunch of protesters, make them thugs that come in and interrupt a worship service. I have no better term I can use on the air than calling them thugs. But they came in and they did what they wanted to do. And Don Lemon Fruitcake said, well, we have a lot of things here. This is a freedom of speech that we can come in and do this. I guess he's forgetting the other part of our First Amendment, freedom of religion. Let's go.
What do you think of it? I mean, this is unacceptable. It's shameful. It's shameful to interrupt a public gathering of Christians in worship. So,
but there were folks who will say,
I have to take care of my flock.
Okay,
my
but listen, we live in there's a constitution in the First Amendment to freedom of speech and freedom to assemble and protest.
Yeah. And religion.
We're here to worship Jesus because that's the hope of these cities. That's the hope of the world is Jesus Christ.
I want to be very respectful. Please don't push me, though.
We're here to worship Jesus. Yes. That's why we're here. Yeah. Okay. That's what we're about.
Don't you think Jesus would be understanding
love
these folks?
We're about spreading the love of Jesus.
But did you try to talk to them as a Christian?
No one is willing to talk.
Okay.
I have to take care of my church and my family, so I ask that you actually would also leave this building.
You don't want us to
unless you're here to worship.
I'm always worship. I'm a Christian.
We're here to worship. Yeah. We're here to worship. Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm not going to question anyone who says they are a Christian. But by your deeds, you're known. I'm a sinner. I'll be the first to admit I am a sinner. But I also know what the Bible says about homosexuality, Don Lemon Fruitcake. But aside from that, God has the grace to forgive. But when you take it upon yourself to say, wonder what God would have to say about you people having this service, and it's has a pastor who was not there, who's a member of ICE. I think you stepped over the line there. I don't know what God would say, but apparently Don Lemon does not. And I'll point something else out. They did not try anything like this at a mosque. They didn't. And I would guarantee you, go to Minneapolis, how many illegals are here from Somalia? Did they go into any mosque and try to interrupt them in their prayer and their worship? Not only no, but hell no. And because they will kill you, their religion calls for the death of men who sleep with men. And they would enforce it. And the other point dealing with Don Lemon Fruitcake in this case, he's a coward. He's a coward. They go into places where they know they won't face any opposition. But let me point something out here, and I did in the preceding hour. I hope this does not ever happen. But I know my church, we have members who are often packing when they're in the church service. They're not flashing guns around to show it. And we have some police officers who are off duty. They're worshiping with their families. Or sometimes they're just there to add protection. I fear that in one of these events come down like this, people coming in and yelling and shouting, somebody might get a little frightened, or by mistake, a pistol is fired and then more bullets follow. Pray that that does not happen. But what we do know, the Department of Justice is on exactly what he did, and they say, we're going to look at everything Don Lemon Fruitcake did.
The Attorney General has been on this from the moment it happened. There are already two prosecutors from my office on their way to Minneapolis, and they'll be there this morning. We have an FBI team assembled and local prosecutors as well. This is going to get the highest attention from the Department of Justice because there is no more sacred right in our Constitution than the right to assemble and pray to God. And there are federal laws that protect that right. And what happened here was a shameful exercise of virtue signaling. Signaling, disruption, fear, terror. You can see children in this video being ushered out the back by their terrorized mothers.
Right.
And this is illegal. And I want to add that the Biden administration prosecuted people peacefully praying outside abortion clinics for much, much less.
Point. They were just praying peacefully outside an abortion center, not forcing their way in. And they were prosecuted. So Harmeet Dillon with the Attorney General's office says, we're going to go after this. We're going to go after it every way we can. Good. Of course, they'll have George Soros money paying their legal fines and fees and get them out on bail. But again, to make sure you understand, the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche says, this was a crime.
It's a crime. And so they will face a jury. If they're convicted, they will go to prison. The FACE Act has been abused by administrations over the years. So when you look at what happened yesterday, you know why that law was passed, and we're going to use it for the reasons that it was meant to be used for, which is to stop this type of conduct. Every single American should be enraged and heartbroken at what happened yesterday in that church. People going to worship, and they are stormed by anti-law enforcement, anti-Christian rioters, and the response that you get from city leaders. Today, the governor just throws his hands up and says, oh, I've always said you should peacefully protest. That is just completely made up. You can listen to what that man has been saying for the past 3 weeks. He has not been encouraging people to peacefully protest. He's been encouraging people to do exactly what they did. And what happened yesterday is a consequence of the governor's words, period.
But the governor has a perfect way of washing his hands of it, like Pontius Pilate. Didn't have anything to do with it. I wasn't there. I had nothing to do with it. But will you come out and condemn it? And how many others on the left will come out and condemn what happened? They won't, because one, they're afraid. Two, they believe it was perfect. They were all for it. I want to remind you, if someone is not going to condemn something like that, they accept it until it hits home. And when you look at what we're trying to do with rounding up illegals anyway, you have to keep in mind what's at stake. That would be the children.
We're here to arrest a child sex offender. And you guys are out here honking.
Oh, they're not. No, we're pressed. We're not.
That vehicle right there is honking and impeding our investigations while we're trying to arrest a child sex offender. That's who you guys are protecting. Insane.
Yeah. And let me add something else. I held it to this point because I said that they wouldn't do that with a mosque, would they? Let me share this with you. The state attorney general of Minnesota says it's okay for protesters to storm a mosque during religious service. He says it's okay, but he doesn't really mean it. And they're not saying it in those precise words. So when anti-ICE looking for a rapist, murderer, child molester, they get pushed back by this group coming in claiming it's our First Amendment to interfere with this church service. Keith Ellison says it's okay to storm a mosque to disrupt an Islamic worship service. Why? He doesn't really have an answer. But he's basically giving a green light. He's trying to say, you did that, it's okay to do the other. I don't know of anyone that wants to storm a mosque service out of respect for their religion, period. I guess he's figuring he'll get some that would jump into that pot. And then, of course, he'll change his mind again. And keep in mind, some of the people they're still trying to round up.
14-year-old Jefferson Amaya Ayala of D.C. was last seen alive here near this street in the Brightwood neighborhood in Northwest D.C. Investigators say that he was killed the same day that he went missing. Saturday, law enforcement announced four suspects were arrested. The Prince George's County Police Department charged four suspects with the murder of Amaya Ayala. 18-year-old Jose Merlos Mahano, 21-year-old Alan Jose Garcia Padilla, and 19-year-old William Kiera Gutierrez. All three are from D.C. A fourth suspect is a 17-year-old from Hyattsville. 7 News confirmed with a source that it's connected to the MS-13 gang.
Yeah, they're all MS-13, killing kids, raping them. Don Lemon in this thing yesterday, he's talking to the pastor, he's trying to lecture the pastor that, listen, there's a Constitution, First Amendment to freedom of speech. The pastor said, we're here to worship Jesus because the hope of the word is Jesus Christ. Lemon, but did you try to talk to them? Go ahead, Don. Go ahead and follow Keith Ellison's remarks. Storm a mosque, and then you tell me what happens at that point. No, we're not done. We got more to come this hour. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you and your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We're here to arrest a child sex offender. And you guys are out here honking.
We're pressed.
That vehicle right there is honking and impeding our investigations while we're trying to arrest a child sex offender. That's who you guys are protecting. Insane.
ICE is doing the best job it can, and if it gets out of control sometimes and things get a little dicey, it's because folks are fighting against ICE. They're fighting for the illegals. Now, not every illegal is a child predator. Let's make that very clear. Not every illegal has done anything wrong other than enter the country illegally, but that's a crime. Many of them are just here just trying to live their life. But this issue that we saw over the weekend, I told you what the Attorney General for Minnesota said, Keith Ellison. He said, no one is immune from the voice of the public. And he adds, I'm frustrated by ICE escalating into our state. Well, maybe if you had let them do their job as they should have been able to, you wouldn't have them escalating into your state. I will tell you this. They're being chased into other states now. And those states are not going to be as forgiving. And don't forget Mayor Fry Free Frickman or whatever you want to call him. I got my own name for him. He says, the church protest was unsettling. It was unsettling what they did, going in and storming the church while they're singing, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, whatever they were singing, or just saying the Lord's Prayer. The mayor says in Minneapolis, that's unsettling, but there would be peace and order if ICE agents left Minneapolis. Well, of course there would be. No, there wouldn't. No, there wouldn't. There'd not be peace and order. If ICE left and all the guys are trying to round up, you remember the apartment complex they took over in Aurora, Colorado? Trent Arawagwa took over that apartment complex. People had to get out of there. They couldn't live there. They didn't want their children there. It had become a den of crime, drugs, sex, murder. Do you really think that if ICE agents pulled out of Minnesota, things would be better? Let me put it to you this way. The folks living in Minnesota know it wouldn't. They know it would not. But you get all these wide-eyed idiots out there saying, oh, things would be so much better. I'm looking at another spokesperson for CNNN saying, churches are open doors. Protesters have a right to go in. You do. You do have a right to enter the church, not disrupt the service, which is what they were doing. But of course, some are now saying, see this agent that is a member of that church, he now knows what it's like to have his daily life and privacy interrupted. But he hasn't been committing any crime. And here comes Congresswoman Yaya Paul. When I say this, if you're driving your car, please do not lose control. I don't want you to lose control and have a wreck, and they come and ask you, well, what were you doing? I was listening to Larry Connors USA, and he said, Congresswoman Yaya Paul says, protesters have been peaceful. They've been peaceful. Running down officers, trying to run down others, battling with them. But she says, they have been peaceful. It's ICE that is inflaming tensions. I'm not seeing ICE take a truck and run it over a bunch of people just because they know they're here illegally. Have I missed it? Did I fall asleep at the wheel? I'm sorry if I didn't get it. They have not been doing that. The more you watch how this stuff plays out, the more stupid it is. I don't mean it just appears stupid. It is stupid. And when you've got the mayor of, or rather the lieutenant governor, or the, what's his title again? I forgot, Drew. The state attorney general, Ellison, says it's okay to, if you want to storm a mosque during their worship service. I'd like to see him lead such a protest. He's not going to. Don Lemon isn't. And I told you why. Because they are cowards, every one of them. They will talk the talk, but they don't want to go out there. But Keith Ellison said, First Amendment activity, it's okay to disrupt and intimidate. And you can even do it with a mosque. I'm waiting for that to happen. I'm waiting to see someone try to storm a mosque and walk out unharmed. I want to share this with you. This is written in The Federalist by Joshua Monnington. The title says everything. If your pastor values illegal immigration more than your right to worship, find a new church. Absolutely. If you're going to some church that has a pambly, nambly little church leader, pastor that is not standing by, one, the Word of God, then you need to move churches. Joshua continues this piece, and again, it's in The Federalist. I encourage you to get it and read the whole thing. It says, Christian leaders should not be more concerned about protecting illegal aliens from ICE than protecting the religious freedom of their congregants. Their main job is to minister in the Lord's name. But this issue the other day that happened in St. Paul, Minneapolis, he raises this question. Will Christian leaders and pastors stand up for believers' freedom to worship, or will they? Are you ready? Will they stand up for the believer's freedom to worship, or will they cower in the face of the leftist pro-illegal immigration onslaught? And worse yet, will they join it? And that is another issue. It's not enough for them to say, oh, come on in. Then they end up joining it. We're not going to have a church service. We're going to have a rally around the illegals. And we're going to keep them here in our church and not let the DHS or the Homeland Security or ICE agents come in. The article continues, prominent Christian leaders and pastors, legitimate and otherwise, have often advocated vigorously for immigrants, both legal and illegal. That is a fact. And in some cases, leaders affirm a commitment to a rule of law, but place such a heavy emphasis on compassion and kindness that actual enforcement of the law seems impossible in their framework. So more often than not, these leaders present illegal immigrants as law-abiding. It's okay to rape a child. Religiously faithful victims. In other cases, leaders support the violation of immigration law or its nullification. And at the same time, religious leaders have incentivized and supported illegal immigration while shuttling millions to migrants and migrant services. And by the way, we should add to that, he didn't write it in there, but also using your money, stealing it from you to carry out not the Lord's work, their work. Actually, not even their work. Just what they want. He adds this in one point here. The Christian faithful need their leaders to stand in the gap. There's a verse in the Bible dealing with that. Will you stand in the gap? Will you? Coming up, dealing with our Jerome Powell guy.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
$20
2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the Valley of Kings?
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The Federal Reserve occupies a unique spot in the American governmental process. They have no supervision. They have no accountability. And you know, I think that we will look at this and think that a couple of things on Chair Powell's watch. The Fed is now losing $100 billion a year. $100 billion, you know, with no accountability. Yeah. We had the worst inflation in 49 years. And you know, we'll see what the tally ends up being. But
got it.
Very good chance that we will have had ethics violations over the past 4 to 6 of the regional presidents or governors, and there needs to be some accountability.
Absolutely. You have that kind of money and no one's really watching it? Welcome to Minnesota fraud case all over again. Only this case, we're talking about the Federal Reserve. That was Scott Bessent, our Secretary of Treasury Secretary, talking about how we're losing. We are losing in the Fed $100 billion a year. $100 billion. There's no accountability. Where'd he go? I don't know. I thought it was in there. Was it not there? Oh, I misplaced it? You don't misplace that stuff. You plot where you're going to put it and spend it. The thing about Trump that has always come to the forefront, even for those who hate him, well, let me correct that. Not everyone would agree with this, but he is a businessman. He knows how to make things come together. It is truly the art of the deal. And if there's money missing, he wants to know where it is. How did it get there? How do we get it back? But when you hear the Treasury Secretary, Bessent, say we're losing $100 billion, $100 billion a year, and there's no accountability, and he also added that process that we've had the worst inflation in 49 years under, ta-da, Jerome Powell. So Bessent was on Meet the Press and discussing Fed Chair Powell.
Of course, he's committed to the independence of the Federal Reserve, but independence does not mean no oversight.
But doesn't this undercut the independence of the Federal Reserve that the Justice Department is investigating renovations? There are renovations at the White House.
Come on.
The renovations at the White House are not more than $1 billion, $1.5 billion over budget. And the White House, that is being paid for with private funds. I have called since last summer for the Fed to do its own internal investigation, and that is not been heeded. And again, I don't know about you, if I were to receive inquiries from the Justice Department, I would answer them. They went unanswered.
Why not? Why not an answer? Even if you make it up, if you're going to lie, of course, maybe if we don't lie, then we're not can be convicted of perjury. Is that it? If questions are being raised, where is this money? What have you done with it? And they won't even answer it? That in itself raises a lot of questions. And a perfect example, look at what's happened in Minnesota. they had, according to many of the whistleblowers, that for the two terms that Governor Walz was in office, they kept saying there's fraud taking place. There's fraud taking place. Maybe he thought they were talking about there's a frog in the soup. I have no idea. That man cannot be easily explained, and I wouldn't even try. But if you're being told that we're being stolen from and money is being taken from us, don't you think you'd want to know how and why? Because after all, isn't affordability a big problem you supposedly have? Now, I'm not saying that you don't. Some folks are better off than others. We all recognize that. And some of those that are not as well off because they don't choose to be well off. They'd much rather work in protest and get a dollar a day for handling a protest or something of that nature. They do not want a real job. Affordability reminds me of a piece Brianna Lineman wrote I want to share with you. And it was kind of began this way. Affordability carried the day until Democrats got into office. Within weeks of Election Day, Virginia Democrats have made it clear that affordability was never more than a campaign slogan. You knew that, I knew that, and they knew it, but they were going to sell it. This goes back, my friends, to the oldest adage I can give you. If you don't have the steak, sell the sizzle. That'll bring them, just the sizzle. Where's the steak? Don't have any. You like the sizzle? But they point out that affordability, according to ABC News' Benjamin Siegel, he wrote November 2nd, 2025, affordability takes center stage in New Jersey, Virginia governor races. It was the word of the year in Virginia politics in 2025. And even Politico's Aaron Doherty and Brackton Booker wrote on October 29, 2025, Spanberger, that's sound like a joke, it's not, it's a guy's name, Spanberger turns Virginia governor's race into a test of Trump's economy. Spanberger has stuck to a message on the economy, specifically the cost of life for Virginians. And even Fortune magazine had a piece on it, said it's not about inflation or the economy. The election instead delivered a wake-up call on affordability politics. That's according to a top poster. So when Abigail Spanberger, I said a man, is a woman, when she beat the incumbent, Governor Winsome Earl Sears, Democrats pick up seats in the state legislature. And a post-election poll conducted by CBS shows the economy voters voted for her over Winsome Earl Sears by more than 20 points because they were all concerned about affordability. But then once again in office, what did they start doing? They passed House Bill 978. Dramatically expanding the Virginia sales and use tax. That's to cover a ton of everyday services. Taxes to be applied to gym memberships. You have a gym membership? You'll be paying a tax on that now. You still want it? Okay. How about fitness classes? Oh, I just want to go work out a little bit, a little fit. Nope. You're going to pay a tax on that. Well, how about car repairs? Nope, you're going to pay a tax. How about delivery? If I've got Amazon delivering, yep, you're going to pay a tax. Shipping charges, digital services, event planning. And this is just the beginning. This is just some of what they'd like to charge you with. And believe me, they will find more things they can. In the last hour, I was telling you about our former U.S. ambassador to Denmark, Carla Sands. And she was talking about all this noise you're hearing about Greenland being taken over, Denmark in a tiff, and who knows what else. She said, actually, I can tell you what kind of defense sources and resources they have in Denmark and Greenland.
I met with Danish officials last week and, you know, cautioned them, don't go head to head with President Trump. He is looking out for U.S. security, but it's also for your benefit. Greenland is part of that golden dome that President Trump is building for us. That's a lot like the Iron Dome in Israel that protects them from weapons. But this is the 21st century version. So it's essential that we have Greenland. When I was U.S. ambassador, they had about 30 guys in Greenland and two dog sleds. And that's what they called security. Wow. They don't, frankly, have the manpower or the money. They have a small economy, kind of like Colorado. And President Trump is understands that Greenland's part of North America, the world's largest island. And when they go independent, and they will in this century, they've promised they want to, he will not allow them to fall into the arms of Russia or China. It would be like a gigantic Cuba just off our northeast coast. Unacceptable.
That is unacceptable. And that is why Trump has been touting the horn over, we need Greenland. And going into the Davos summit, he's making it clear, I want to see something done. And he's basically set a timetable of Feb 1. Now, I don't know that that's going to happen. But I will tell you this, what we're getting from a lot of these folks is fear, fright, everything. And here comes a voice of reason. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Treasury Secretary Bessent repeatedly urged the EU, European Union, and UK leaders, hey, just sit back, take a deep breath, let things play out. But see, that's not what they want, because they want chaos, and they want it to appear that we are in a chaotic situation because of Donald Trump. He's warning them, the worst thing you can do is escalate against the U.S. Now, European governments apparently still hold out hope that they can lower the temperature and get Trump to back away from some of his punitive tariffs on them. They probably will. He's a negotiator. But he's also right now hitting them hard with tariffs, because they are working against us. Bessent, in one statement, said, this is the same kind of hysteria we've heard before. There was a panic. Give it some time. Let it breathe. You know, there are a lot of people that just want to shoot from the hip. And I have to admit there are times that maybe I want to, but I try to back myself. I'll say, don't pull the pistol yet. Just weigh things out. But Bessent had said, what I'm urging everyone here to do, sit back, take a deep breath, and let things play out. See, the worst thing that could happen is one of these countries do revolt against the U.S. He said, I would still urge all countries, stick with your trade deals. We've agreed on them with you. I don't know if they will. I would think that some of them would try to find another way out. Or they think, you know, maybe we got Trump in a pinch that we can kind of squeeze him a little bit. I would not claim to be a Trump know-it-all, but I don't think this is a guy you want to squeeze. The tensions are growing over Greenland. And part of it has to do with the fact of how vital they are to our security. It's always been that way. But it took Trump to sound the horn and say, be aware, you're going to let them set up that close to you? You already got them down in China. Do you want that to happen? I'd say no. There will be days yet to come that maybe Trump misplays his hand, even overplays it. See, I don't simply buy into the fact because it's Trump, it's right. I don't do that. But everything I see going on right now looks like it's certainly moving forward on all cylinders. That's a plus. It's a plus for our nation now and into the future. As always, I thank you for listening. Hope you heard the first hour. If you didn't, you can pull it up as a podcast. And this program will be up as a podcast shortly as well. So whatever you miss, you can always go to LarryConnersUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook, or News Talk STL. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.